for taking off every time Ozzy comes to town. Ozzy, Metallica, Poison, Motley Crue. I love the bands too, and I just give them a hard time. Just I got to work because it's what I do. But Ray went out, and he actually produced a radio show today. I don't know if it was a sports show or not, but he went out and he got his Zach Wild. He said he was going to do it. So we'll go out right now to the hotline. We welcome in from Ozzy's band. I don't know if he's been featured on the Osbournes because I haven't seen all the episodes. Zach, what's going on, man?
Yeah, so what the hell's going on over there?
Do you get to Ozzy's palace? I mean, have you ever been featured at all, like even during a sound check in the Osbournes, or no?
Yeah. You know, I've been on it. I mean, the whole thing is usually when I see them cameras come, I just go rolling out. Either I head to the bar or I just get on the tour bus and start pounding as many beers as possible.
What, you don't want to be a part of the show? Why not?
Well, no, the cameras come rolling around. It's just, dude, it's insanity. I mean, I'm like, boss, how the hell do you do it? You know what I mean? It's just like you go to take a dump and those cameras follow you around. You know what I'm saying?
Does Ozzy, like, act it up a little bit for it, or is that, do we get into real Oz? Like, when you put the show on, are you like, that's my man, or no?
Yeah, that's the real deal, man. Trust me. I mean, it's insanity because people are like, oh, dude, do you watch the show much? I'm like, watch it. I live it. What the hell do you think I need to be watching it for? You know what I'm saying?
How much fun is that, huh?
Oh, dude, there's some insanity going on at all times. Trust me, with him, there's never a dull moment.
But you get to step out. Like, you got the whole solo thing going on, and you do some promotion. You can be at Westminster. I'm going to plug that thing for you. But just run me through, like, Ozfest. Can you tell me where you were the moment Ozzy turned to you or Sharon and said, Zach, we're going to do this thing called Ozfest. It's going to be huge. We're going to have a TV show, and we're going to be multimedia celebrity. I mean, I don't know that that was birthed this way. I mean,
well, I mean,
look,
even the TV show, I mean, he never really thought. I mean, he was just like, oh, we'll do a couple episodes. Like, he was like, they want us to do this TV show. He was like, I don't even know what the hell it is. He goes, and it's just like, he goes, it'll probably be on for a little bit, and that's about it. He had no idea it was going to blow up until, like, what it is, you know? I mean, put it this way, somebody, this woman, you know, like, people that watch it don't even know about his music, because, I mean, the whole thing is, like, this one woman comes up to him one day and goes, oh, I really like watching your show. And I was just like, all right, well, thanks, you know? And she goes, you know, my son's told me about the show. You know, I watch it. My son's told me you do music, too. He's like, what? Like, I don't even know. He's a singer. You know what I mean? They just think, like, he's an actor or something like that, and he just walks around his house all the time. You know what I mean?
Zach, I mean, I go back far enough that I remember the morning Randy Rhoads died. I saw the Blizzard tour. I saw Diary of a Madman. I'm a little older now. You know, I've mellowed a little bit on the whole thing. But, I mean, I saw Sabbath with Ozzy. I saw Sabbath when they were running around with Ronnie James Dio. How far do you go back? Like, when was the day you met Ozzy Osbourne, being, you know, a stud guy that's going to be a part of his band?
Well, probably, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, obviously even with Randy, I remember, you know, they were all freaked out because we had tickets to go see him at Madison Square Garden. But
and you were just a fan?
Yeah, total huge Sabbath freak. And then, you know, we all love Randy Rhoads and everything like that. So, I mean, the whole thing is I came in after, when Jake left is when Jakey Lee left is when I came in.
I caught a pick from Jake, man. I caught a pick from Jake during, like, maybe the 87 or 88 tour, and Metallica was opening that night at Merriweather. So, I mean.
Yeah, it was about, like, 86 because, I came in right around 87. So,
okay.
You know, and then that's when I started firing it up with him.
So, but in 81, you're just a kid going to Madison Square Garden. In 87, you're in the band.
Yeah,
what the hell happens in that period of time that gets you into the band?
Well, you know, I mean, I was Ozzy's drug dealer for a while. Now I'm only kidding. But anyway, so, you know, what got me into...
Might have been more money in that than playing in a band.
I auditioned like everybody else, but, you know. But I think I was the only other guitar player that could hang with him alcohol-wise. So I think that's the reason why I got a gig.
All right. Well, at least back in the day.
I don't think it had anything to do with my guitar playing.
But for you, having grown with the band, tell me about the genesis of something like Ozfest. Because, I mean, it came along, I guess, on the back end of Perry Farrell and Lollapalooza and all that other stuff that was going on. And the chicks had their Lilith thing happening. And I guess Sharon, being the business side of this thing, says, let's do an Ozfest. And, I mean, the thing could have crashed and burned long before the TV show happened. But incredible.
I mean, it was just, it's a festival for, like, you know, hardcore heavy bands as opposed to, like, you know, like all the alternative stuff at the time when that was going on. Like Ozzy tried to, you know, get around, you know, to get on one of the festivals, and I think that guy kind of laughed at him and just said, oh, you know, you're done, you're finished, we don't want you out here. And it was like, you know what, screw you jackasses, we'll come up with our own festival. And right now it's like the biggest running festival out there. So, I mean, the whole thing is just like, you know, it's just, you know, I think it's a great festival, you know, just for outlet for all the bands, you know.
could you have envisioned that the day that they call you in for a band meeting and say we're going to have this festival?
No, I'm never even there for that. I did. They just tell me when to get my Mick Crowd ass where I got to go and just tell me when to show up. You know what I'm saying?
What part of New York are you from, man?
Jersey City originally, but I'm living out in California now.
Jersey City. So are you, like, run me through the sports thing, because it's one of the reasons we brought you on. We know you got to, like, you're good buds with Piazza, accurate?
Yeah, he's the godfather of my son.
Nice, nice. Well, is he a good godfather? I mean, he's Italian. He must be, right?
Oh, yeah, I got three kids. So I got, you know, my daughter and we got our two sons. So, yeah, Mike's the godfather of our second son right now. Hendrix Haywood Michael Rhodes Wild. That's his name. But the whole thing is, yeah, no, Mike's kick-ass dude, man.
So how do you meet Piazza? Is he a Dodger or a Met? How did that work?
Well, you know, I think years ago I was supposed to meet Mike when he was a Dodger. We were going to do some magazine that's hooked up this thing where Mike was going to interview all these guys and bands and stuff like that. Because Mike, you know, my jams on the drums and, you know, stuff like that, and he'll noodle on the guitar. But, you know, so we were going to do that, but it never panned out. And then I ended up doing a national anthem at Shea. And then, you know, so ever since then, me and Mike have been, you know, ever since that point on.
Zach Wild from Ozzy's band joining us here, promoting a bunch of stuff. Black Label Society and the Blessed Hell Ride. Also going to be in Westminster from 6 to 8. Signing some autographs, hanging out at the Record Tape Traders. Good friends of ours, Record Tape Trader, help us out at the station.
Well, the way it's looking right now, I don't know if we're going to make it to 6 o'clock.
Well, let's say 6:15 then. How's that sound?
Yeah, I don't know about that either, because we're going to have to stop and get some beer. I'll make it 6:18.
All right, 6:18, and you know, three Budweisers later, we'll have it all going on. Zach, with the rock and roll and the music and the sports connection for you, and being a Jersey guy, like, I got to know Sid Fernandez a little bit when he was here. I mean, Sid was a huge metal guy, and you know, Steve Everett, football player for the Ravens, you're a huge metal guy. I mean, as much as the hip hop and the rap thing goes with the NBA and with athletes in the NFL, there's a whole heavy metal sports connection that goes on as well.
Oh yeah. Without a doubt, man. I mean, half the guys, you know, I'm good friends with Scott Spezio. Scott, you know, third baseman, you know, Scott plays first, third, all types of stuff with the Angels and stuff like that. So, you know, Scott, Mike, you know, I mean, all the guys, whenever we're in town, somebody's out and somebody will be hanging. The other day we just had Ken Danico on the bus. We did the show up in Jersey. So, you know, all the hockey players, I mean, they're all complete metalheads. So, you know, they always show up popping around drinking some beers with us.
So who are you a fan of, like a Jersey guy? Are you Yankees, your Mets, your Giants, your Jets?
No, Mike's the godfather of my boy. So, you know, I mean, I got to go with my beloved Yankees. They almost blew it today. But, Yankees, Devils, and then, you know, obviously if it's going to be basketball, root for the Knicks, the Bricks. But, that's about it, man. Giants, New York Giants, and that's my football team. So, I mean, that's what I grew up on. You know, I'm a huge Babe Ruth fan, huge Yankee fan. So that's about it, man.
Well, we're going to forgive you for that right here. We don't have a lot of use for the Yankees around here. Don't be shouting that stuff on stage down in Nissan on Friday now.
I know. Well, I think the Orioles are coming up pretty soon. I think we're playing you guys next.
Hey, what do we see at Ozfest on Friday? I know Ray's taking the day off again. I'm convinced that they have Ozfest once a month around here because he's always out seeing you guys play. But do me a favor, man. Get him a backstage pass and let him give Ozzy a hug for crying out loud. But Ray's a real Oz guy. Tell me what's in the set? Like, how long's Ozzy play these days, and what kind of stuff are you guys playing? Because I haven't seen Ozzy probably like 10 years since Hammerjacks, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we did that show. That was pretty damn hysterical. But, yeah, I'm surprised the place is still there.
No, it burned down afterwards, so don't worry about it.
I wonder why. We put such a beating on it.
But when I come, is it a lot of Sabbath stuff, or, you know, Diary stuff, or more recent stuff? What's Ozzy putting
the set? You know, goes throughout his, it's basically throughout his whole career, everything from Blizzard all the way, you know, with the stuff I did with him, you know, and some Jake stuff in there, and then obviously you got to throw a good dose of Sabbath in there. So, no, the set's ass-kicking. I mean, we just got done doing Toronto. We were up and, you know, going all the way across Canada. We were doing 3 hours a night.
Wow.
3 hour shows a night. I mean, it was like ridiculous. You know, we're doing the bows at the end of the night. I'm asking Ozzy, I go, what do we do next? Born to Run by Springsteen?
Nice. That could be right in the encore.
Show? But I mean, it's like, no, the show kicks ass right now. I mean, Ozzy's singing his balls off. So, you know, we're just having a good time. The band sounds kick ass because we got Jason's playing with us, Jason Newstead, and then, you know, Jason's playing bass, and then, you know, obviously Mike Borden's always throwing down.
That was a whole freaky thing, the whole Metallica Ozzy switch of the bass player thing, huh?
It's no big deal, because, I mean, Robert Trujillo, you know, with Metallica now, Robert's a Black Label brother anyway, so, No, it's like musical chairs. It's just like, because the whole thing is Jason and Robert have been friends back since when Robert was in suicidal tendencies. So, I mean, it's like no big deal. When we were down doing the rehearsals, Robert was even down there just hanging out, and Jason was going, dude, what the hell are you doing on this one, you know, this one tune? What are you playing on this thing? You know, he'd just go,
Guys are helping each other out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. We're all buds. So, I mean, I was just talking to Robert a couple days ago. So, yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, you know, media's make it out to be more than what it is. But, I mean, you know, it's no big deal, man. We're all buds, and we're all, like, hanging out, so.
So, with Ozzy, last question for you here, Zach. With Ozzy, does he astonish you? I mean, his ability to stick around, your ability to be a kid and know him as a fan, now to know him as a business associate, as a guy in his band, and the fact that it's 2003, most people would have put him on their Deadpool back in 81. Not only is he alive, probably better than ever, and bigger than ever. I mean, Ozzy has reached this legendary status that's really never going to go away.
No, he's like an icon. He's the Elvis of metal. But I mean, it's just like, no, I remember when when Elvis died, when Ozzy turned 43, I remember we were just sitting around drinking some beers and we just tanked, and Oz goes, well, look at it this way. I beat Elvis. He's like, I'm still breathing. But I mean, no, we'll do the bows at the end of the night, and I'm just like, boss, I don't know how the hell you're doing it. And he just goes, Ozzy will just go, we got no other choice, bastard. So what are we going to do? Go home and just do basket weaving? You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's the only thing he knows is music. So, you know, that's it. I mean, dude, he's you know, I thank God for him every day. He's the best.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, giving us some time here. Black Label Society, the Blessed Hell Ride. This thing's selling nice for you. I mean, you're pushing us out on Ozfest, too. I mean, you're moving some albums. You got a lot of bands, a lot of selection for anybody at Ozfest to buy a bunch of music, correct?
Yeah, no, we're at this, it's called the FYE tent. And, you know, it's just like every day, you know, the bands will go out there and, you know, just meet all the fans, sign stuff and everything like that and just hang out. So, you know, do that every day. You know, drink some beers with everybody and just chill out. Then, you know, I'll be out there every day. I'm out there about, like, between 3 and 5 o'clock, and then I just get back on the bus, you know, have a couple cold ones and get ready to fire up the Ozzy machine and kick some ass.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us here. I apologize to my audience that you're a Yankee fan, but, you know, you got to be a fan of something.
I'm being honest. I ain't a French sitter.
Well, you're right. That's all right. You got to be a fan of something. As long as you like sports, you're all right.
If I was an O's fan, I'd say it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, man, good luck to you and the band and keeping that on the road. And give Ozzy much love from Baltimore. Tell him to get in here and play Baltimore once in a while, will you?
You got it, brother.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
I want to take it easy, bud.
All right, you got it. There he goes. Woo, that was a wild one there, man. That's we don't get a lot of rock stars on here anymore, man. I like doing that. That's fun, Ray. What's that all about?
Dude, that guy's a badass. You just don't know. When he played with his band last year, he came out with a chain around his neck that
right.
Probably you and I together couldn't lift. And he wore it around his neck all night. You know, he's just... Good
he's
stuff.
Ozzy's
good stuff.
Man.